Intercessory Prayer, Chapter 5, Hindrances to Effective Intercession. Key verse, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. James chapter 4, verse 3. Introduction. If you want to intercede properly, you must identify hindrances to effective intercession and eliminate these from your life. A hindrance is anything that stands in your way, preventing you from interceding. Hindrances to effective intercession. Study the following scriptures which reveal hindrances to effective intercession. Sin of any kind. Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 to 2. Psalm 66 verse 18. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15. And Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9. Idols in the heart. Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 1 to 3. An unforgiving spirit. Mark chapter 11 verse 25 and Matthew chapter 5 verse 23. Selfishness or wrong motives. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 13, James chapter 4 verse 3. Power-hungry manipulative prayers. James chapter 4 verses 2 to 3. Wrong treatment of marriage partner. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Self-righteousness. Luke chapter 18 verses 10 through 14. Unbelief. James chapter 1 verses 6 through 7. Not abiding in Christ and his word. John chapter 15 verse 7. Lack of compassion. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 13. Hypocrisy, pride, and meaningless repetition. Matthew chapter 6 verse 5, Job chapter 35 verses 12 to 13. Not asking according to the will of God. James chapter 4 verses 2 to 3. Not asking in Jesus' name. John chapter 16 verse 24. Satanic demonic hindrances. Daniel chapter 10 verses 10 to 13. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Not seeking first the kingdom. Only when you seek first the kingdom are you promised the other things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. When you do not know how to pray as you should, prayer is hindered. This is why it is important to let the Holy Spirit pray through you. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Eliminating hindrances to intercession. Remember that identifying hindrances to intercession is not enough, but you must also ask God to help you to eliminate them from your life. Also remember that what seems to be unanswered prayer does not mean there are hindrances in your life. As we mentioned in chapter 1, answers to prayer may be delayed, Luke chapter 18 verse 7, or answered differently from our desires, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. When not to pray. It is important to learn how to wait and intercede before the Lord in prayer for his guidance and direction before acting. It is equally important to know when not to pray. Sometimes your prayer of intercession will result in God calling you to action instead of more prayer. This is illustrated by the story of Israel at the bitter waters of Marah, where they desperately needed water, but could not drink from this poison stream. When Moses cried unto the Lord in intercession, God showed him exactly what to do to sweeten the waters. There was no need to wait further on the Lord in prayer. Moses was to act upon what God had revealed. The same was true of Joshua when he interceded for Israel about the terrible defeat they suffered at Ai. God revealed there was sin among the people, and he actually told Joshua, "Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned. Up, sanctify the people." Joshua chapter 7, portions of 10, 12, and 13. It was not the time to pray, but it was time to act upon the direction given in prayer. Some people use intercession as an excuse to avoid doing what God has told them to do. Powerful intercession leads to dynamic, effective action. Some people continue to intercede when God has already answered, but they do not like the answer. Review the story of Balaam in Numbers 22. Note especially verses 18 to 19. Balaam had no right to go to God with the same matter because God had already answered him. See verse 12.